Yeah, I got my work in. Obviously, gave up a lot of base hits, but I had to work out of some jams. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, but like I said, made some pitches when I had to, and I also missed a lot of spots coming in, but it happens. I needed a little bit of this to kind of get to work a little bit more on stuff, and I was able to throw some good curveballs right at the end and work on that, and throw some changeups, and like I said, just a little disappointed on fastball control, but it'll come.
This late in spring, are you still working on stuff, or are you trying to get yourself into game mode now?
No, I think I'm more into game mode more than anything. I think as far as working on stuff, we've had enough time to do that, and I got one more start left before we head off to Cleveland. So, just happy that we, got through 7 innings, 96 pitches, whatever it was. Obviously, being the competitor that I am, I hate giving up runs and hits, but like I said, the damage control was pretty good. It could have been a lot worse, and I could have been out of there in the third, fourth inning, but I just kept battling and try to keep the team in the game.
Is it difficult for you to get up the way you normally would play in front of an empty stadium against minor leaguers?
Not at all. I mean, these guys, a lot, some of those guys have played in the big leagues, and they're out to get you. Those guys can swing it too. That they have a bat in their hand for a reason, and you got to respect that. And they came out swinging, and I had to make some adjustments and throwing off speeds early in the count and early in the game. Usually, they take a pitch here and there, but they came out swinging. But like I said, it's good for me. I was able to throw some off speed pitches, first pitch strikes, and they made me work.
A couple of those hits, you seemed particularly upset. You were slamming your glove over there in the sixth. I'm just wondering if there was a specific pitch that was giving you any trouble or
Yeah, it
what
was
was upsetting you.
just, not getting that cutter in, and they kept swinging at it and they kept making contact with it. But there's a difference from getting in and really getting in there, and I wasn't able to get right in where I wanted to. But like I said, missed a lot of my spots coming in, and sinker wasn't very good. But like I said, got some double plays when I needed them, and a lot of those base hits too. They were just landing right in front of the center fielder, in front of the left fielder. So, it's baseball, and like I said, you just continue to learn from stuff like this. And like I said, what I'm happy about is I was able to get through seven, and you look at the board and you see 13 hits, you're probably thinking you're gonna see 10 runs, but didn't let that happen. Just try to stay within myself and just make pitches.
Is there any one thing that you've been working on more than anything else this spring?
Control, just being consistent with everything, with every single pitch. And I know I'm not going to have every single pitch, but I'm such a perfectionist sometimes that, I expect to have every pitch when I'm out there. And like I said, when you don't have pitches like that, like today, you go to other stuff. And I was able to go to the changeup, go to the curveball, and I was able to pitch. I wasn't out there just throwing. And, JP did a pretty good job at kind of slowing the game down and making some good, calling some good pitches.
What's the difference between this and, say, a regular game, a regular season game, where you have the preparation going in and you have a plan about how to face hitters?
Well, I mean, like obviously you don't have any scouting reports on these guys, and like I said, they're going to come out swinging. We know that coming in, and they came out swinging earlier than I expected, and like I said, it happens. It's baseball. And I look up at the scoreboard, I'm happy. I got through seven, and arm's feeling good, body's feeling good, and just get ready for this next start, finish strong, and head into Cleveland going feeling pretty good.